injection protocol fails to prevent unnecessary pain and suffering. The Department of Correction attempted to put Tony Carruthers to death last Thursday. Prison staff struggled to establish an IV line in his arms, so doctor tried to go through cuts in his chest. One of Carruthers' attorneys, Maria De Liberato of the ACLU, was in the room. Unlike media witnesses, she had an unobstructed view of the hour-long process.
And I saw the blood and the puncture wound, and he couldn't get it in. And he tried again, saw a second puncture wound, more groaning, moaning. This doctor is oblivious to the fact that he is causing agony to Mr. Carruthers. And eventually he says, I can't get a central line.
She says the staff kept trying until a phone in the chamber rang and the warden called off further attempts. Attorneys say that IV complications are common. It's predictable the prison doctor would need to establish a central line. They also say TDOC knew the doctor on site was not qualified to do so. They're calling on Governor Bill Lee to halt executions until the courts can decide on Burns versus Strada. That's the longstanding lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol. Alex Haley's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Roots, will return to Knox County Schools libraries after it was removed earlier this month. Roots traces Haley's family lineage through the mid-Atlantic slave trade. It was removed following concerns of a passage depicting a rape scene. School officials determined the book violated the state's Age-Appropriate Materials Act. That prohibits school libraries from having access to books that depict sexually explicit content or excessive violence. In a memo obtained by WUOT News, Superintendent John Reiswick notes the initial decision to remove Roots from library shelves was, quote, no way a commentary on the historical, cultural, or literary value of the novel. The decision sparked national outrage. It comes a few years after the book was listed as an official book of Tennessee. Well, a Middle Tennessee eighth grader is moving forward in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Marion Jenkins attends Woodland Middle School in Williamson County. She's one of about 250 kids from across the country competing in the Spelling Bee, which kicked off yesterday in Washington, D.C. She placed second in the Tennessee Titans Regional Spelling Bee in March, and that qualified her for the national competition. Yesterday, Jenkins passed the first and second rounds of the National Spelling Bee. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.